The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation 1 verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants, the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, verse 2, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, everything that he saw. Verse 3, blessed is the one who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy and keep the things which are written in it, for the time is near. Message to the seven churches. Revelation 1 verse 4. John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, verse 6. And he made us into a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Verse 7. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So, it is to be. Amen. See Jesus' corresponding teaching on Revelation 1 verse 7, above, found in Matthew 24 verses 9 to 31, but immediately after the tribulation of those days the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet blast, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. It is also interesting and important to note that Jesus' words on these matters from Matthew chapter 24 are found to be in the present and future tense. By the book of the Revelation his words are found to be in the aorist tense, which refers to the past, present and future, simultaneously. In other words, in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus is teaching about present and future events. In Revelation, he is referring to an event which began in the past, is current, and the future is fulfilled although not complete in our present existence, but it is finished. Revelation 1 verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Again, we see a reference to the aorist tense in Revelation 1 verse 8, who is and who was and who is to come. Although we have not seen this completed in our reference of time, in God's economy, it is completed. It is finished. This is how prophecy works. Important note. Tribulation seals 1 through 5 are specifically directed at the church and believers in Jesus Christ, with a sixfold purpose in bringing these events to pass, which is found in Daniel 9, verse 24. Then, tribulation seals 6 through the 7th tribulation bowl judgment, also known as the Great Tribulation or the Great and Terrible Day of the Lord, are judgments directed specifically at the non-believing world. Daniel 9 through Revelation 22, it is complete. Daniel 12 verse 5, then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, two others were standing, one on this bank of the stream and the other on that bank of the stream. Verse 6. And someone said to the man, dressed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream, how long will it be until the end of these wonders? There is no clear distinction of the identity of these two others who are dressed in linen. Some commentators suspect they are angels, and if context is to be held onto, they could likely be the angel Gabriel and the angel Michael, the messengers of this prophecy. Daniel 12 verse 7. And I heard the man dressed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream, as he raised his right hand and his left toward heaven, and swore by him who lives forever that it would be for a time, times, and half a time. A time, times, and half a time, time equals 1 year, times equals 2 years, half a time equals 1/2 year, total of 3.5 years, as referred to in Daniel 12 verse 7, above here, is a time of oppression against the Jews is also described in Revelation 13:5-7, is during the second half of the Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation period begins with the breaking of the sixth tribulation seal, after the rapture, and continues through the fifth tribulation trumpet. The remaining 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation begins with the blowing of the sixth tribulation trumpet, when the beast, or the Antichrist, will gain an increase in power, and ends with the pouring out of the seventh tribulation bow. And as soon as they finish smashing the power of the holy people, all these events will be completed. There is much debate on the meaning of the final words from Daniel 12 verse 7, above here, but a simple face value reading of this same precursor event in the context of Daniel 9 verse 27 and Daniel 11 verse 31 would lead us to see the sequence of prophetic events past, present and future. Daniel 12 verse 8. But as for me, I heard but did not understand. So, I said, My Lord, what will be the outcome of these events? Verse 9. And he said, Go your way, Daniel, for these words will be kept secret and sealed up, until the end time. Repeated from Daniel 12 verse 4. Repetition indicates importance. Daniel 12 verse 10 Many will be purged, cleansed, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand, but those who have insight will understand. It is important to know the purpose of the tribulation. Daniel 12 verse 10 reveals the purpose of this prophecy and contains a statement concerning God's sixfold purpose in bringing these events to pass. Daniel 9 verse 24 says the purpose is 1. To finish transgression, that is, to end man's rebellion toward God. 2. To put an end to sin, that is, to bring an end to sin. 3. To atone for wickedness, that is, to make amends or reparation for wickedness. 4. To bring in everlasting righteousness, that is, the quality of being morally right or justifiable. 5. To seal up vision and prophecy, and, that is, to confirm these prophetic visions. 6. To anoint the Most Holy. That is, to anoint, or to confer divine or holy office upon, in this case the Holy One, Jesus. Notice that the results of this sixfold purpose concerns the total eradication of sin and the establishing of righteousness. The prophecy of the 70 weeks summarizes what happens before Jesus sets up his millennial kingdom. Asterisk of special note is the third in the list of results, to atone for wickedness. Jesus accomplished the atonement for sin by his death on the cross, Romans 3 verse 25, Hebrews 2 verse 17. Secondly, it is important to know the fourfold planned outcome of the tribulation found in Daniel 12 verse 10, which is the purpose of the tribulation seals 1 through 5, many will be purged, cleansed, and refined, those who have insight will understand. Daniel 12 verse 11, and from the time that the regular sacrifice is abolished and the abomination of desolation is set up, there will be 1290 days. Daniel 12 verse 12. Blessed is the one who is patient and attains to the 1335 days. In summary, sometime after the rapture of the church, the Antichrist enters a treaty with Israel. The rapture occurs just before the breaking of the sixth tribulation seal, and the breaking of that seal marks the beginning of the seven-year Great Tribulation period. At the midpoint of the tribulation, 1260 days later, the Antichrist breaks the treaty, desecrates the temple, and begins to persecute the Jews. The midpoint of the Great Tribulation occurs at the blowing of the sixth tribulation trumpet. At the end of the tribulation, 1260 days after the desecration of the temple, Jesus Christ returns to earth and defeats the forces of the Antichrist, after the pouring out of the seventh tribulation bowl. During the next 30 days, leading up to 1290 days after the desecration of the temple, Israel is rebuilt, and the earth is restored. During the next 45 days, leading up to 1335 days after the desecration of the temple, the Gentile nations are judged for their treatment of Israel. The dispensation of the millennium begins, and it will last for 1,000 years, Revelation 20:3-5-6. Note.questions.org offers a very good detailed explanation of these dates and times, although, in my studied opinion, adheres to a dispensational miscalculation of the beginning of the final 7 years of Great Tribulation. Daniel 12 verse 13. But as for you, go your way to the end, then you will rest and rise for your allotted portion at the end of the age. Daniel is dismissed in peace, without having his question answered. Daniel is to continue on his preplanned course, without occupying his thoughts with this secret thing, which Jesus has revealed. Let's conclude with the burning question, pun intended, is this the end, which will help pull the chronology of the tribulation period together with the prophesied events as they have occurred and the suspected season of future events. This will compare and discuss world events as mentioned in biblical eschatological scriptures, such as, wars and rumors of war, earthquakes, famines, the spread of deadly diseases, false Christs, cosmic events and catastrophes, and the like. Click here to proceed to, Is This the End? Your brother and friend, Mike Young. And he said to me, These words are faithful and true, and the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Revelation 22 verses 6-7.